two Jehovah's Witnesses in Nepal wrongly convicted, released from prison pending appeal. On November 4, 2019, two sisters, Tirtha Maya Gele and Pushpa Gimi Ray, were conditionally released from prison, where they have served over 1 month of a 3-month sentence merely for practicing their faith, a right protected by Nepalese and international law. Exactly 1 year earlier, sisters Gele and Gimi Ray were arrested for talking to people on the street who were interested in the Bible. After spending 13 days in police custody, the sisters paid an unusually high bail amount of 100,000 Nepalese rupees, or approximately $930 U.S., and were released. However, the local authorities continued their criminal investigation against the sisters. On December 10, 2018, the sisters' criminal trial began, and hearings continued for some 10 months. On September 25, 2019, the Rupendahi District Court sentenced both sisters to each serve 3 months in prison and to pay a fine of 2,500 Nepalese rupees, or approximately $23 U.S. The district judge found the sisters guilty of conversion for merely possessing and distributing religious literature. Since Nepal is a member of the United Nations and is party to the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, the government is obligated to ensure that its citizens have the freedom to change their religious beliefs and to manifest these both in public and in private. Regarding sisters Gele and Gimi Ray, they were not coercing others to change their religion, but simply sharing religious literature with those willing to listen. On this basis, lawyers representing the sisters filed an appeal with the High Court on October 31, 2019. The High Court decided the sisters did not need to remain in prison during the appeal process. Thus, they were released, pending the court's final ruling. We pray that Jehovah will continue to grant His Holy Spirit to sisters Gele and Gimi Ray, giving them strength, joy, and peace as they await the final ruling by the appeals court.